Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are headed back to school around the county this week and also seeing some cooler weather. This is a great time of year to get out and do some late summer plantings of a variety of items in your yard and garden. One of the reasons for this is that seeds germinate fast when the soil is already nice and warm, which makes late summer a great time to rejuvenate lawns and plant fall vegetable crops, including spinach, lettuce, peas, and kale. It's even a great time to plant a new tree for the same reason. Our ISU Extension horticulturalists share tips on late summer and early fall plantings in this week's Yard and Garden article from the ISU Extension website. First of all, about sowing grass in the yard. Mid-August to mid-September is the best time to seed new lawns or overseed existing lawns in Iowa. A late summer seeding has several advantages over seeding in the spring. First of all, the seeds of our cool season grasses that we like to have in our lawns here germinate quickly in the warm soil of late summer. The warm days and cool nights of early fall promote rapid growth of turf grass, and the growing grass also has less competition from weeds, as there are very few weed seeds that germinate in late summer or fall. For the same reason, mid-August through September is an excellent time to plant pine, spruce, and other evergreens. You don't want to plant these evergreens too late, as evergreens planted in late October or November may not have adequate time to become established before the onset of winter and could be subject to drying injury or death. Deciduous trees and shrubs are a little more tolerant of planting windows and can be planted any time from August through early November. Regardless of which kind of tree you plant or when you plant it, if you are planting trees this fall, make sure you water your newly planted trees every day for 3 or 4 days, and then gradually reduce the frequency of watering. When you water, slowly apply water to the root ball and surrounding soil. A thorough watering every 7 to 10 days in dry weather should be sufficient within 3 to 4 weeks after planting. And you want to continue watering until the ground freezes in winter. Also, covering the area with some mulch may help prevent that moisture loss and prevent those trees and shrubs heaving out of the ground. Late summer and early fall is also an excellent time to plant many perennials in the garden. It's a good time to move or divide several perennials as well, including peonies, daylilies, garden phlox, and oriental poppy. Similarly to trees, perennials planted in late summer or early fall should be mulched with several inches of straw, pine needles, or other mulching materials in late fall. This mulching will help prevent the repeated freezing and thawing of the soil that may heave the plants out of the ground, and also reduce the drying of the exposed plant crowns and roots, which may cause damage or death. And finally, our vegetable crops. If your vegetable garden is going crazy right now, that's great, and continue harvesting to keep it producing. But if you're looking to add a little variety to your garden or want to start a late crop, there are several vegetables that can be planted in late summer and will produce through the fall. For fall crops, you want to plant beets, carrots, Swiss chard, kohlrabi, and kale in early to mid-August. You can plant leaf lettuce and spinach in late August through early September, and radishes from mid to late September. Seed germination in late summer may be rather poor due to dry soil conditions, so to promote seed germination, plant those fall vegetables when the soil is moist after a rain, like this week, sow the seeds slightly deeper than in the spring plantings, and lightly water the row after the seeds have been sown. To keep those plants growing in hot weather if it dries out, continue to add water while they grow. Some great tips there, and again, you can find all of that information and more in the ISU Extension Yard and Garden website, or stop by the office and we'd be happy to help you find that. One more quick note, we are offering some courses coming up here in September, including a program for daycare providers called Preschoolers and Pennies. Read, talk, learn, and play. Local daycare providers are invited to learn about the important role they play in promoting beneficial financial behaviors, as many adult money habits can be influenced at a very early age. Providers attending this class, which is being held on Tuesday, September 11th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. here at the Extension Office, will get to practice a way to read with children to give them an opportunity to become storytellers of books with a money theme. They will learn how to introduce and reinforce money-related words and concepts throughout their day, and explore fun activities for preschoolers to practice money skills. Sign-up is available online through the Iowa Child Care Provider Training Registry, and as a bonus for any child care providers who register by the end of this week, by Friday, the 24th of August, they will receive 3 to 4 free books around a money theme when they attend that class. Fee for the class is only $15, including all of those free books if you get registered by this Friday. Again, that is the Preschoolers and Pennies program for local child care providers, happening Tuesday, September 11th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. $15 fee for that class, and you can register online at the Iowa Child Care Provider Training Registry. And if you do it by this Friday, you will get an additional 3 to 4 free books with that class. Of course, for information on all upcoming programs through Cass County Extension, you can visit our website. Find us online anytime at our Facebook page. Stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic or call 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.